This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. Keep winning. My guest, a longtime friend, powerhouse and real estate broker and designer, Egypt Sherrod, and a husband. He's new in my life, like I've stated. Builder Mike Jackson. They're based in Atlanta. If you can be a dreamer and you want to dream about it, your home, your fantasy, your place that you want to rest your head and your family, think about it. Egypt will design it and Mike will build it. That's a slogan. Not mine, that's theirs. They know plenty about juggling the booming property business, pleasing clients, managing their home, and raising three daughters. And they are beautiful daughters, so precious, especially the young one. When you have this one scene when he's walking around with a pamper on his head, you're going to love him. They make it look effortless and fun in an HGTV series, Married to Real Estate. You can also catch Egypt and Mike as guest judges in the last season of HGTV's mega hit home renovation competition series, Rock the Block, where you see four competing teams. We're looking at the renovating king and queen. King and queen of HGTV.
Oh, we do. We claim it. Thank you, Rashawn. We appreciate that love. Mm-hmm. And you are absolutely right. I've been around. You and I, we know each other quite well.
Absolutely. It's a good being around, because all the time, yes, I've always seen, first of all, your personality has been positive. And one thing I've loved about her, Mike, is that, you know, opportunities, she's fearless. Because that's what a lot of people do, because met her in radio. And so when people start saying, I want to do something else, they can get so locked in and comfortable, they don't do it. And so so many different levels. And so that was urban radio that she was in. OK. Mm-hmm. And then now she's coming into another area of I want to say we don't see many black people. We don't see many people of color. Like you too. That's why it's so refreshing to see that. Mm-hmm. And I like to believe this is something we're going to see on a regular basis. But in seeing the first two episodes of your new series, Marriage to Real Estate, I found a family environment that I was engaged with. But more importantly, this is what y'all do. I never questioned that you guys were a prop. I never quit. You know what I'm saying? That's what can happen. You know, they get a cute couple like you guys. You got the cute little children. You know, they say, y'all be a great TV show. It's no doubt in my mind. This is what y'all do. But Egypt, I have to go back to this because, you know, I call this my masterclass series, because you're talking about people in a market now. We all know it's hard to get a home out there nowadays. Okay.
It is.
It's sometimes 30 people waiting on the same building. And trying to call their home. How were y'all able to do a series in this type of real estate boom where homes are scarce and people are trying to make a decision on different properties while you're doing a show?
So, Rashawn, you know I'm a real estate broker. It's what I've done for, you know, 20 years. And that also means that I've lived through and strived through and grew through every real estate environment. Right. You know, when the bubble burst and, you know, people were losing their houses mm-hmm. and needed to be saved from foreclosures with short sales, I coached them through it and helped clients through that. Now we're in an environment where first time home buyers are being edged out completely. Even right. experienced home buyers are like one of 30 different offers and listings are going for 50, 60, 70,000 over asking yes. price. I mean, it's crazy out here mm-hmm. right now, but I think that this is what I've been built for, right. if that makes sense. All these years of working through, living through, existing through, buying through, renovating mm-hmm. through in our own lives has prepared us for this moment where we can help our clients through. And there, if I told you the hows, then I would be giving away all my tricks of the trade when I go up against other offers. So I won't go there, but what I will say is, stay encouraged. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the market to buy a home, make sure all real estate agents were not created equal.
Right.
They were not. You take a class, you get a license if you pass the test. But what you want is a seasoned, experienced, shown and proven mm-hmm. real estate professional who can coach you and come up with a strategy to help you, you know, get successfully to the finish line.
Right. Great. Yep. Now, Mike, you know, when I Google Egypt, you know, a lot of things pop up, pictures, photos, she's posing this way, posing this way, television show, you know, extensive background in the entertainment. You yes. is business, or I just see a reference to a business. Give us a little background on your journey into a home sure. building or renovations and in this market, and so we can get a sense of your culture and your expertise.
Definitely. So I've been in construction, I want to say, since I was a kid. You know, I started with my uncle and my grandfather. They had a construction company, they would always bring me along. Future forward, I started with the local 28 trade in New York City, where I was a journeyman for sheet metal work, right? And then I transitioned into owning my own company, which is Jackson Draper Renovations, where we pretty much do it all. Carpentry, plumbing, electricity, you know, exterior work, all of the above. It's myself and my uncle, my partner, which is, you'll see him on the show as well. His name is Mark.
Absolutely.
And this is what I do. You know, my wife and I were teaming up, which you'll see on the show, where we're trying to merge the yeah. two businesses under one umbrella, mm-hmm. you know, bringing real estate, construction, design.
Yeah. One design house. But you gotta tell Rashawn, because Rashawn, I don't think he knows the full story, that that's how we met.
It is how we met. Yes.
You thank know, you. Thank you, Egypt. Help this brother out like you do on the show anyway.
He's new, Rashawn.
No, he knew.
It's not that. I was trying not to take up too much of the time.
Really? I said this is a master class. We're teaching. We're educating people about this beautiful couple.
Here's what was on my mind is why I didn't want to talk too much about me, because I wanted to piggyback off of the discussion you brought up in the beginning, mm-hmm. as far as her not being fearless. She's beyond not fearless. She's also selfless.
Yes, she is.
She's the type to where she doesn't worry about what everyone else is going to think, despite of what's cool or despite what's hot at the moment. She's going to do what's going to make sense for her and what is going to be successful for those around her, meaning family. It's not about the business or the hype of the business. It's about, okay, what's smart for the moment and what's going to make sense in the future. So that's what I wanted to touch on. That's why I didn't go too far much into me.
I think I'll keep you. Thank you.
Yes. We met in our early stages. I was actually DJing, and I still do periodically around the world.
We were both radio DJs. That's what I was going to tell you. So, when I met you, I was a radio DJ. He was a radio DJ.
I was DJing worldwide. You know, we met in three separate incidents, but one of them took us back to where I ended up on a rooftop with her because she had her foot in her
I was stuck in a roof.
You know, trying to seduce herself.
Can I tell this story, please?
I showed up.
Rashawn.
Okay.
So I was flipping houses in Newark, New Jersey while I was a radio personality uh-huh. in New York City, mm-hmm. right? And I'm a Scorpio, and what that kind of means is if you back me into a corner, my stinger comes up, and that sometimes goes over well, but not always over well in business. And so what happened was all my contractors walked off the job.
Wow.
Because I came off way hard. It's hard to be a woman working yes. in construction as well. You know, men don't always take that well. And so when you kind of come
up. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Also, in that part of the country, it's really chauvinistic. Well, this I can tell you for a fact. I've lived in New York. I've lived all over this country. Yeah. It gets really chauvinistic in that northeast part of the country, especially at Jersey area.
It does. Mm-hmm. So they walked off the job, and I later found myself trying to tar a hole in the roof by myself.
Right.
And
wow.
I fell through the roof. And in that moment, I realized I needed some help. I called my mentor at the time, who referred him.
Okay. This guy.
Okay.
And when he pulled up, I'm like, what are you doing here? You're a DJ.
That's funny.
I'm about to rock this rooftop, baby.
right. I'm a moonwalk all over this rooftop, baby. Rock but your world.
I didn't know he was really also a businessman, and he was a contractor, and that DJing was a facet of what he did, but it wasn't all of who he was. And we kind of fell in love over that renovation. You saved my life.
Absolutely. You saved her shoe for show. That's for sure. You got that for sure. The interesting thing about, and I shouldn't even say interesting, is that I tell everybody, and when I look at television now, television is so fun for a person of color to me now, because I see us on television, on love stories. I see us in commercials, interracial commercials. It's all kind of things that really make you feel comfortable when you turn on the TV and make you comfortable when you walk in the street. I guess we cool now in a way, because you can see me banking, me dating, me having my Santa Claus is black, all that good stuff. And so
our president was black.
Absolutely. And so now the vice president is black. So, stuff becomes a little normal. Right. We know it's not all normal. But in watching the show and seeing you guys, what do you think is the most magical thing about you as a couple on TV, talking to people, encouraging them, making life decisions, and then showing them that this is the best opportunity to move their life forward, sometimes as a couple and sometimes as a family?
I think that for us, we have these conversations often, right? Because as a Black family, on national television, where you're not just talking to an African-American audience, questions come up even in advisory, if you know what I mean. You're an advisor as well, Rashawn. Mm-hmm. So, an advisory, it's, what do we need to change anything to appeal to the masses? Mm-hmm. And I think for us, the blessing in this entire experience is no one has asked us to change a thing.
Yeah.
Like I was on the Today Show in dreadlocks. You know what I mean?
You better not call them dreadlocks.
They're goddess locks.
Goddess locks. Don't let the ladies come for you.
But no, when I think about it, like Monday, I shot a commercial for the international, I shot a commercial for the Intercontinental Exchange for ICE, stock market. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And no one asked me to tone down anything, no attitude, no blackness, no nothing. Yes, on our show, that's very much who we are. And our network, HGTV, loves it.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
We want y'all just as you are. Yes. I think that is a blessing in it. And just this whole experience, our show, the idea that, you know, we are a Black family, successful. Mm-hmm. You know, we have beautiful children who are sweet, who are educated. We're together. We, you know, we're married. We don't have a broken home, which is what people stereotypically expect. We don't fight. There's no drama or gossip out there about us and, you know, cheating and all this nonsense. People kind of expect that when they see African-American families on TV, that there's going to come a whole bag of tricks with it. Right. Mm-hmm. And the blessing in this experience, not only that we get to do it together, is that there is no drama. And so we're showing we can do it too. We are doing it too. We've always been here. Mm-hmm. Thank God you're just noticing it.
Absolutely. Now, hey, Mike, I want to say this. Mike, she tries to set you up a couple of times. You know, when she comes in the room, asks you, how does this look, baby? How does this look, baby? And then she references, oh, you trying to say something about my wig? I said, oh, no. She trying to set my boy up? No, Mike. Come on, Mike. She trying to set you up.
So, but to piggyback over that as well as and answer your question with the magic part, I think the magic in it is that we are really doing the work, right? We don't step in and then say, cut, okay, somebody else come and do this.
Yes.
You get to see a couple, not just a Black couple, a couple that is universally appealing to the masses, right? It's positive. It's full of family. It's full of education. It's full of information, right? To where you can say, okay, I'm used to this. This sounds familiar. This looks familiar. I'm tuning in.
But I think what it's good too is you also see a little bit of our mess. You know, you can tell I drive my husband crazy. Rashawn, you watch two episodes. You can tell I drive him crazy. Now,
see, Egypt, what you ain't gonna do with my boy Mike? He my boy now. My boy Mike. So like I said, I just showed y'all two examples where she tried to set him up. You know what I'm saying? You know, talk about, baby, I think I've eaten too much. I think I've eaten too much, baby. What do you think? I'm not answering that question on TV. No, you ain't doing me like that, honey. You know, that's the fun part of what I'm talking about, this relationship, because that's what I do in my life, you know, but it's captured on film organically. And I'm going to be real about it. It ain't even about race now. It's about enjoying a couple, and that gives me information, because I watch these shows. These are the type of shows that'll be running where you're at the car dealership sitting there waiting on your car. These type of shows that are running when you're waiting in the hospital lobby. These type of shows that are just running. They're so comfortable because they're so informative. And that's the part of it that I love, because I love that part where, you know, you walk them through the house, you know, and that's the part where you know if people know what they're talking about. When you, because people really, you know, they about to give their life to you, and in some of these houses that you're walking in, you can't be so forceful that you feel like this is it or you're out. But that part, walk us through that whole part of creating that organic relationship, Mike, as a builder, because she's the face of the, she's a dreamer, but you have to put it together. And then she comes in and she'll change on you. Well, I didn't want it like that. I'd be like, come on, baby. Don't do Mike like that on film. Don't do him like that on film. But he laughs it off.
Michelle, you really watched.
I loved it. When the floor was gold and the other floor was brown, the other floor was this, you go, oh, baby, don't worry. I got you. And she walked away. Okay. I'll be back. Walking in. I'm going to just tell you a couple of things that really messed him up. She on a construction site, y'all. She walking there with heels on. Open toes. Open toes. Open toes. Here. Of course, Mike said.
Because you got to remember, my day, I might be with my real estate clients. I still need to look professional. They don't understand me coming in work boots.
I told her to keep some shoes in the car.
Mike, talk to me, Mike. Mike said, you're going to step on a nail. You just gonna step on the nail.
But Sean, I thought me and you were friends. Now you're taking his side. Look at this.
Because you know the thing about it is that, you know, in these shows, because you know, like I said, I love the fact that the potential of who y'all are to meet. I'm comfortable. I want to watch. I want to learn. I want to say, can I get that? Can I get them to do that to my house? That's when I know it's special, because I'm going like. Because, you know, I've done a lot of remodeling. You know, I have people come to my house going, so how are they pulling that off? And it looks so beautiful. But again, like I was saying, Mike, You are the builder. You know, she comes up with these pricings. Well, we can only do it for $100,000. We can only do it for $93,000. And then don't know that the gas meter sitting over there where the window gonna be. You know what I'm saying? Don't know that though. Yeah. You know, but she gonna tell everybody, we gonna put a window there. Then you gotta come in and go, hey baby, it's a gas meter there. Well, take care, honey. I love you. Smooches.
Yeah, she, you know, she'll give them the vision.
Yes, sir.
The dream, and then I will, you know, softly bring it back down to reality, make them feel comfortable, allow them to trust me. You know, one, with smart decisions, showing them how we can get there if for some reason they can't afford it, how we can get there
by doing
different options, right? I think it's all about listening and letting them speak and let them be heard, allowing them to let you know exactly what they want. And then you coming in, you know, making it feel relatable.
You know, Rashawn, what I love about this man mm-hmm. and why this works mm-hmm. is because he lets me be me. He knows that you're mm-hmm. right. I'm a dreamer. I'm a visionary. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show everything in its purest potential. And he'll let me live that out.
Right.
And then he'll humbly bring everybody back down to earth. That's in everything that he does.
Right.
He even, mm-hmm. I get car sick, mm-hmm. You know, so I have to drive. And that's when anybody's driving, even if someone sends a car with a driver for me, mm-hmm. I'm right. like, I don't know if I want to drive because right. I get really car sick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of men, Rashawn, wouldn't be comfortable with their wife behind the wheel,
right.
if you
right.
know what I mean. So for 17 and a half years, he'll sit in the passenger seat, and let me drive and be okay with that.
Right.
You know, and he's still the lead. He still leads our family.
Even right. though I got my foot on that second brake.
Right. Absolutely. Worried about that 7-year itch. You know what I'm saying? That 7-year itch. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the beauty of if we go through the episodes, you don't do this show alone. You have three mm-hmm. Wonderful children. They're girls. They're a part of the show. Andre's part of the show. Like, say, your uncle's part of the show. Talk about the overall casting and the need to organically, you know, mm-hmm. introduce your family. And like I said, I only saw the first two episodes, so more people are going to be introduced. What was the whole theory behind the introduction? Are you trying to just let everybody know this is us? Or what was the whole background behind that whole process?
I think people had to kind of get to know us first, right? Yeah. Who Egypt is, who Mike is, who we are as a couple, who we are as a family with our children. But really, for our businesses to work, we could never do it alone. We got a whole army behind us.
Yeah. Right.
And we want people to embrace them as well, normally, with normalcy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we kind of got to ease them in, let you learn everybody. So Andre is a designer friend of mine. He's super talented. Mm-hmm. He's done some of the biggest design houses in Atlanta and all over the country.
Yeah.
But really, when everything's off and we let our hair down, he's one of my best friends. So he's the person that I call if I'm like, I can't figure out this room.
Right.
I need some input.
Right.
You
right.
know? And when I'm doing my child's room, it's like I need second eyes, but Mike can't stand it.
Whenever my phone is dinging from my bank notifications, right. I know Andre's at my house.
Andre has very high elite taste. You know, yeah. I do everything kind of on a budget on my own, but when he comes in, the price triples.
Yes.
So Mike's like, I love you, but you got to go, bro.
Absolutely. But let's talk about the pricing and all that, because, you know, this is, we're not talking about the series, but that's where the experience comes in. That's when to walk into a property and give an estimate of what it's going to take to get there. And Mike, I'm gonna go to you as a builder, as a person who really is the nuts and bolts of renovation. How's that process work for you? That you trust your natural instincts, or do you have a Rolodex? Did you just you fall back on to be able to make sure that you hit that number?
Yeah. Well, a lot of relationships, for one, with subs, with a lot of big box stores, with a lot of friends, you know, so those relationships, I keep those in mind as I'm going through properties. But in this day and age where wood and materials are fluctuating in price and sometimes overpriced, I have to get creative, you know, where we go to refurbished properties or refurbished warehouses and use materials, or I use things that I may have in my warehouse. You know,
we actually did that.
We actually did that on some of the episodes where we reuse things mm-hmm. and repurpose them, right?
Right.
And make them look updated. You know, it's not always about let's demolish this and make a great scene. It's about let's do the smart decisions that's going to make sense so we can hit that target.
Yeah. But Rashawn, sometimes we got to give the bad news, you know, and the bad news is this is your budget, but we just can't do it for that budget because the reality is stuff's out of stock. You know, it may cost 40% more than it would have cost last year or six months ago. That's when I let him give the bad news.
So material, bad news. Not only have materials went up, but the price of labor has went up as well.
Right.
So people are extremely shocked by pricing. So some of my clients that booked our company, they are now calling and getting sideswiped, you know. So comes with the territory at this moment.
Well, I'm talking to Egypt Sherrod. She's the queen. And I'm Mike Jackson. He's the king. And you're married to real estate. It's an exciting show. It's a show. The reason I say it's exciting because they're refreshing. They're entertaining. I want to invite them into my home. You will invite them into your home. You don't know Egypt Sherrod. She is the expert. She's the queen. I've always respected her. This is not being based on my long-time relationship. When I mentioned her name in my house, my wife knew immediately who she was. And that was, to me, a testament that, you know, my wife respects you and wants to be excited about this venture for you guys. More importantly, I just see a couple of stars of TV that's going to like take over the game. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm humble when I say that because I'm blessed that I can say that. I couldn't say this 5 years ago. That's why times have changed. You guys are landing at the right time on TV. There's nothing on that show that I was not disappointed in. It was funny. It was organic. It was natural. I felt like it was a couple just happens to have a camera following them around on a rebuild. That's all I saw.
That means a lot coming from you, Rashawn. We know you know talent. We know that you know you've helped mold talent as well. And I actually remember a conversation. I don't know if you remember it, but I'm going to take you down memory lane just a little bit before we go. I was working at WBLS in New York City. And I said, Rashawn, I got to keep this on the down low, but I'm thinking about making the move to Atlanta.
Right.
And I know that you're in Atlanta. What do you think? Is that a good move for me? And you said, come on, come over here to my office, which, by the way, happened to be like a little production closet at that moment. And you sat me down and you said, listen, this is the deal. Atlanta is for big dogs. Everybody's a star in Atlanta. Everybody's got something going on in Atlanta. You got some incredible young Black entrepreneurs there. And so if you come to Atlanta, you got to have your stuff together. So you get your game plan first and then you work your plan. Yeah. I don't know if you remember this conversation, but it sticks out to me because moving here from New York after cementing myself as a radio personality there for many years was a big, bold move. And it was, you know, it took a lot of, you know, it took a lot of guts and, you know, for us to just say, we're going to take a chance and bet on ourselves and rebuild in an entirely different city where we didn't know anybody.
And so I'm going to tell you, Egypt and I had several great conversations because, you know, she followed us, Steve Harvey and I, you know. And so we was always talking about ratings, always talking about winning, always talking about. But one thing I did like about her, she always had multiple streams of income. See, right there, she was my friend. Because that's important in today's society to be able to wake up and realize you have options. And when I sat down, I remember that conversation because it's funny, Egypt. I get that a lot from people. That say, Rashawn, you remember when you told me this? And I have an honest side of me that I'm going to tell you, look, you need to stay up here. This is it. But I knew that she had a sense of a gift to be able to do more. But if you go down there, know what you're walking into because it's going to happen. And guess what? Everything's timed out right. It is the new Hollywood. You know, the pricing's right. Y'all have a great show. I'm comfortable. Now I just got to get y'all to come by my house and remodel my balcony over there. And we're going to talk about that all fair.
You know,
I'm just making sure you don't end Zoom. You know, you end these calls and then you go, bye. I said, oh, he said he's going to give me his number. You know what I'm saying? No. Again, watch this show, Married to Real Estate. Stars are Egypt Sherrod, my man Mike Jackson.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc.
More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it. Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.